Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim Hilchos Shabbos Klal Ches. We're starting Siman Yud Aleph. So Chayyadim goes back to the lachos of Havdalah. Remember that he spoke about Havdalah beginning of the Siman and then went to other topics, because he was really focusing on Havdalah as part of Tefillah. Now he's going to talk about Havdalah in the context of saying Havdalah on a Kreis. Kishem Shemitzah L'Kadosh Shabbos B'Knisah Soy B'Dvorim Dehanu Kiddush. So we pointed out that the mitzvah of beginning of Shabbos, of Zohar Hashem Shabbos, the Kadshoy, is mechayibus to say something about the uniqueness and special element of Shabbos. And that's part of the mitzvah of Zohar Hashem Shabbos, the Kadshoy. So the same way there's a chiyuv at the beginning of Shabbos to do so, to point out how unique and special Shabbos is, b'dvorim, it's not enough just to think it, you have to actually be masked and actually mention it. Similarly, at the end of Shabbos, when Shabbos goes on to the weekdays, we point out, well, Shabbos is unique and special, and there's something unique and special about Shabbos. So that's the chiyuv of Havdalah. So this chiyuv of Havdalah parallels the chiyuv of Kiddush. The Rambam, who imitzes I say, the Rambam understands that this halacha of saying Havdalah is a din d'oraisa. It's all part of the mitzvah of Zohar Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshoy. So it's just like there's a mitzvah to say Kiddush Midoraisa because Zohar Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshoy. That same mitzvah is mechayiv me to say a Kiddush, or excuse me, to say Havdalah, something special about how Shabbos is unique and different than the rest of the week at the end of Shabbos. And it's all part of the mitzvah of Zohar Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshoy. Point out how Shabbos is unique and special. You pointed out both at the beginning and the end. B'chlal Shomer Zohar, it's part of the mitzvah of Zohar. I'm sorry, not Shomer, but Zohar. It's part of the mitzvah of Zohar to mention how unique and special Shabbos is. Well, the Shar Poskim have the Havdalah Rabbanan. However, the other Rishonim understand that the din of Havdalah is not a din d'oraisa, it's a din Rabbanan. Nafkamina, a person has a suffix, whether they're mekayim or not. So a suffix d'oraisa, you have to machmer and do it again, even though we're talking about a suffix bracha. But arguably, according to the Rambam, one could still say it the same way a person has a suffix by birchas hamazon. Since birchas hamazon is d'oraisa, a person is allowed to say birchas hamazon because of suffix d'oraisa l'chumra. So possibly over here, that's true as well, unless you argue that you can at least fulfill the mitzvah d'oraisa with saying Baruch Amal Dimin Kadosh Shalcho without saying Hashem's name, without getting involved in the Cheshash or Baruch Levatala. The Mishmur points out that even though according to the Rambam, Kiddush is the right, Havdalah is the Raisa, but once one person says Havdalah in Shemun Esrei, he's Mekayim Din the Raisa. So whereas by saying Kiddush in Shemun Esrei, we mentioned that there's a Mechoikas whether one fulfills the Chiyuv of Kiddush in Shemun Esrei. The Morgan Ram says one fulfills the Chiyuv of Kiddush in Shemun Esrei. But the Mishapur raises the question that, because I learned out, there's a Chiyuv to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim as part of Kiddush, and we do not mention Yetzias Mitzrayim in the Kiddush in Shemun Esrei. But by Havdalah, there's no such requirement. And by Havdalah, one for sure can be Yotze the Chiyuv Deraisa of Havdalah through Shemun Esrei. So, going back to the case of a suffix, if a person has suffix, they said Havdalah on a Kreis, but they definitely davened Shemun Esrei. So, in that situation, you're dealing with suffix Rabbanon, and suffix Rabbanon will be the Kula. The only scenario is a case where a person did not daven Marav, for whatever reason, is not going to be davening Marav, or he davened Marav and did not say Havdalah. Now, he has a suffix if he said Havdalah on a Kreis or not. That would be a case where you would have a suffix to write Zulchum according to the Rambam. Part of what we want to walk away with from over here is that this is a chiyuv as part of the kavod of Shabbos, and this is according to the Rambam, this is a chiyuv d'oraisa to do so. That's how chomer the concept of Havdalah is. In the next siman, Chayyim discusses are women chayiv in Havdalah. So we know women are chayiv in Kiddush because any person who's included in the din of Shomer is included in the din of Zohar. There's a hekesh between Zohar and Shomer. It's two women are chayiv, and shomer shomer means the lo saseis of Shabbos. The women are chayiv in all those saseis. Therefore, they also are chayiv in the saseis of Shabbos. So if you learn the chiyuv of Abdullah is part of the mitzvah of Zohar, so the same way women are chayiv in the Zohar of Friday night, women, because they're chayiv in shomer, they're also chayiv in the Zohar of Motzei Shabbos because of the din of Zohar. So according to the Rambam, that this is part of the mitzvah of Kiddush, it will be clear that women are going to be chayiv in Havdalah as well. We'll clarify more about that in the next siman, and meanwhile, have a good day.